16, we end with our regular column from Mike Liggins, who's been going to Carrow Road for 40 years.
My first day for the BBC in Norwich was September the 1st, 1987. A big day, in lots of ways. Foolishly, I thought it would be an easy settling in sort of day, a bit like the first day at school, find out where to hang your coat and locate the loos. But that never happened. Instead, they threw me in at the deep end. Norwich City were playing Newcastle United at Carrow Road that night, and United were due to field a Brazilian called Mirandinha. To preview the match, I was dispatched to interview Norwich City defender Ian Butterworth at the ground, with a camera crew and a filming director in tow. As it turned out, the director wasn't even remotely useful and chain-smoked Gauloise cigarettes throughout. I was new to television news and only had a vague idea of how to put a report together, but somehow I managed it. The game finished 1-1 with Wayne Biggins scoring for the Canaries. That was how my relationship with Norwich City started, and nearly 40 years later, I'm still going to Carrow Road, not as a reporter, but as a fan. We've had our ups and downs over the years. The UEFA Cup run of 1993 stands out in the memory, as it does for many Norwich City supporters. I remember the trip to Munich and that famous win against the mighty Bayern Munich in the Olympic Stadium. I was working with cameraman Sean Whitmore that night, and in a slightly surreal twist, Bayern couldn't find anywhere for us to sit in the stadium. We ended up on a wooden bench behind one of the goals. As it happened, it was the goal Jeremy Goss scored into, so we probably had one of the best views of one of the finest goals Norwich City has ever produced. The 24th of August 2009 was another big date in my Canaries story, the day I took my son Harry to his first game at Carrow Road. He was 6 at the time, and we bought him a City shirt with the number 9 and Harry on the back. It was a Carling Cup game against Sunderland, which Norwich lost 4-1. Even so, he caught the football bug, is still a Norwich fan today, and is forging a career as a football coach, would you believe? We also went to the playoff final at Wembley in 2015, another landmark moment. And watching football with my son, and occasionally my daughter, Hannah, has been one of the great joys of my life. Norwich City has been on my mind a lot recently because of their record-breaking, and not for good reasons, start to the season. The club is such an important part of Norfolk life, even if you don't go to Carrow Road or don't much care for football, the fluctuating fortunes of the Canaries are pretty hard to escape. I have a love-hate relationship with football these days. It still has the capacity to excite and entertain. I'm still drawn to the personalities, the tactics, the ups and downs, and the general hullabaloo. But you knew there was a but coming, right? There are things I enjoy less. VAR, play acting, the relentless growth of sports betting, and so on. I could go on, but I wouldn't want you to think I'm a grumpy old man. February is often a month that can make or break teams, so fingers crossed for some good results this month. I'll be keeping an eye on events at Carrow Road. Despite my misgivings, I just can't seem to give up on football or on Norwich City.
And that brings us to the end of this February edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. We do hope you've enjoyed hearing a little of the people and places around the county. There are lots of people to thank. Contributors Nick Aitchison, Chris Armstrong, Connor Mark Jameson, Catherine Lana, Oscar Lawrence, Emma Palmer, Jolanda Rocklin and Lauren Taylor. Columnist Nina Nanar and Mike Liggins and editor Emma Lee. Our readers Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Wood and our sound recordist Catherine Rose. So from me, your editor Sarah Lusher, goodbye for now.